Well, I mean, that's just basically raising your hand and saying, I am the most institutionally corrupt, and so that's why you should give me the money. And
it's the Square DJ show.
Blinded by the system, that they brag about it. Like, oh, I told this guy I'd do his bidding, I'd do told the other one, the company I'd do their bidding. Because that means we're going to get robbed. Okay. That means the same set of donors bribed them both, and legally, unfortunately, this is in that situation. But look, there are positive examples. Dave Brat back in the day, you know, his record now is a whole different story. If you ask me, that'll get back into our disagreement. But when he ran that campaign, he ran it as a populist. And you guys ran it against the bankers, you ran it against the corruption, and it was a thing to behold. It was, if I could argue, beautiful. It was great. And so I don't agree with a lot of these bad positions, but the campaign itself was exactly right, and there was a conservative uprising against that corruption. And I believe that conservatives, to be fair to them, might be even more upset about the corruption than liberals are in this country. And so that's great. That's amazing. And on our side, you know, Mike pointed out that we started just Democrats, and Ocasio-Cortez took down Crowley, the number four Democrat in the House. Just Democrats.
Baby, in his style. God is catalyzed, catalyzed.
The girl.
The girl.
The girl.
Girl born to set you free. I'm J-O-Y.
from the beat that you gotta just spin. Firstly, my jam is sweet, makes you move your feet. It's electrified, rhythm right off the street. The street, street, electrified beat will rock your body right off your feet. I've been all around this big bad world, and there's nothing better than a pretty girl. A girl, ooh, a pretty girl. Love for a girl to make it in this world today. She's got to have some class, so to captivate. Captivate. Here you are, captivate. I love this city called Tinsel Town, cause the contracts are coming from all around. Producers say I'm the hottest new thing, something that money would never bring. Cause I know I am the girl deep and rich and in color. My eyes and my hair are not like any other, cause I'm the leading lady of all time that will blow your mind one frame at a time. I'm the girl, the girl, the girl. That pretty little girl, I'm the girl, girl.
Key,
to rock your world, I'm the girl, girl.
The girl.
The pretty little girl, I'm the girl, girl.
The girl.
To rock your world. I'm freaking with the camera across the dance floor, got the audience crying, screaming for more. Your big bad boys think you're all so tough, strutting around, showing off your stuff. You call yourself a lover, a G-man undercover, but I can tell by looking you still as a true lover. Your rap is trying to act so strong, so bold. Pop, don't you know your mind, and he's bought and sold. I know what I like, cause that's all I know, cause that's all I like. You try racking your way to a famous life, but you end up with a big fat wife. Hey honey, you gotta get tough. You like my style, or am I too rough? I'm the girl, girl. Pretty little girl, I'm the girl, girl. To rock your world, I'm the girl, girl.
Key.
The pretty little girl, I'm the girl, girl.
Girl.
To rock your world, I'm totally chic, stacked up to fit. When your boys see me, you better try and think quick. If you wanna be with me, you got to be free. I'm a glamour girl that everybody wanna be. I'm the hottest new girl on the movie set, and I drive real fast in my red Corvette. I have a 16th century desk dollar daddy who left me a golf course and 5 minutes of daddy. So you think I'm gonna waste my time on you with that same old line, that same old tune? I'm no lip lock, I'm no crazy mattress monkey. What you think I'm gonna be? A sweet sex a jacket? I got handsome men all over the world that are working so hard for me to be their girl. Went out last night in a brand new dress. It was the talk of the town, hot off the press. The press, the press, off the press. Ooh, so hot, off the press. The press, the press, off the press. Ooh, so hot, off the press. Cause I am the Tinsel Town queen that will wrap you up in a $1 million dream. I won't let you down like a sly fly girl. A sly fly girl running around the world. I'm gonna lift you up into the state of the art. Romance your heart right from the start. Cause I got the charm for the men to see. I'm the radio queen on the FM off your feet. My jam is
beat. It's electrified with the mic off the street. The street, electrified beat will rock your body right off your feet. My jam is sweet, makes you move your feet. It's electrified with the mic off the street. The street, electrified beat will rock your body right off your feet.
We'll be right back. te casuno con un stemma a rete, una coppolella che vi si era alzata, passa scampagnando pattuleta, con mano a papà te fa guardare. Tu fa l'americano, americano, americano, senta a me chi tu fa fa. Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky e soda, poi ti senti disturbato. Tu abballo rock and roll, tu gioca a baseball, fai sorte per Camella, chi te li dà la borsetta di mamma. Tuo fa l'americano, americano, americano, ma si nati in Italia, senta a me non c'è sta niente a fa, ok napolitan. Tuo fa l'american, tuo fa l'american,
tuo fa l'american, tuo fa l'american.
Ma si nati in Italy, senta a me non c'è sta niente a fa, ok napolitan, tuo fa l'american, tuo fa l'american.
Wish che sole rock and roll, wish che sole rock and roll, wish che sole rock and roll.
Tuo fa l'american, tuo fa l'american,
wish che sole rock and roll, wish che sole rock and roll, wish che sole rock and roll.
Of this mix, toss that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check, so unfasten that sleeper on your neck, connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot, come on everybody, get the funky output. You pump your fists, I reminisce to a bounce rock stage, low fest to impress. Hey, pretty diamond, do you like the way I'm dressed? Ooh, keep the faith and be my mate, cause all we need is feet. but promote the hustle cause it keeps me thin. No need to talk, Luke, you just walked in. Is there a good on stage? Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With the yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear, rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track, grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity-doo, now let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is rolling thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave, but it's okay. It's a Saturday. Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the beater.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, 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 it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday, Saturday, it's Saturday,
by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made.
Got it made. Got it made.
I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear out wear for every day. Boutiques from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want, I got made. I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted leg. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potato alligator souffle. I got it made.
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 reminisce, I reminisce. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October, a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings with the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game, the youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. When I date back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen out. That's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune, I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real. I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect to when they reminisce over you. Listen,
listen, just listen to the funky song as I rock on, and as word is born to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, it's like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Seal Smooth for 92. And we out.
You're listening to killradio.org.
Step ahead of your arms. One kiss. me tell you about her. Yo, and she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like cats with big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. Had seen her on the app, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance in that Catwoman stance with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone your frame up, a sugar and spice. The only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, skanking while in the waist up. Scene two. My fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Mose, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Mose, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, reserved the crew especially. And Honey Love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, want me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh. Yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low though. I was like, yeah, alright, come on then, let's go. This is so sick. I'm telling you, yo, honey was so blazing. She was just, yo, she was like Jane Kennedy, word bomb to my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right, I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laugh about it, trace the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got the folded fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song. Finished it, she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene three.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation. In the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing great Gregory Isaacs, like, if I don't tell you. Showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smash it like an Idaho potato. She called me at my J.O., come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue-like symptoms with shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number one's an answer by my five Taurus enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass Asian playing. Lay it down and lick me up. What?
Forever, ever, ever, stay in my heart, and I will love you forever. Can you put a dime on this?
A dime?
Yeah,
really?
A dime. What? Your hair looks nice today.
Wallace, do yourself
a favor. I'm dead serious. Like, what did you put in your hair?
Stop.
This is for you.
It's almost cute, but it'd be cuter not here. Bye.
Zonga. It's free to the public. It's a good mix. This thing on. This is Richard Del Vondre, the Mid-City Finite Square, a.k.a. the Square DJ, founder of Grandpa Knucklehead Productions, and you are listening to the Square Disc Jockey Show. And this is the first show, and this is the portion of the show where we're going to talk about something thoughtful, fascinating. And I'd like to introduce you to Poor Boy.
Oh! Hi. Hi. Hello, everyone. I'm Poor Boy. And, well, this is me on the show. Whoa. Hello, everyone. I guess to let you in on who I am, I guess, well, I'm a production designer for a couple of production companies in downtown Los Angeles. We create underground electro waves in warehouses. And we're called, like, Noise Evolved, we're called the Boom Boom Room, we're called Trans Overload, like, Perspective Studios in downtown LA. That's us. So I'm coming in to represent that, and it's really sick to be on your show, Richard.
Woo! I'm really happy to have you on the show as well, actually. Yeah.
So glad to be here.
Yeah, we were talking about something earlier as far as, you know, people are in such a rush and they don't, like, actually have conversations longer than an hour.
Yeah, probably not longer than an hour. I feel like when I'm on the phone with people, it's just like something really quick. Yes, okay, I'm here. All right, bye. And then that's about it.
Yeah. I've had some, like, gut-wrenching long conversations that I came out of it a better person at the end.
Yeah. This conversation changed my life.
Totally. Like, the punchlines were just, like, right on, and there was ice cream and cake. It was great.
There was ice cream and cake in your conversation? On the phone?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, okay. Not sure. Like emojis or something? Like ice cream and cake emoji?
Yeah, emojis are fun.
Sick. Well, cool. Emojis are fun, and I really do enjoy sending them, actually. I mean, even though we don't really know how to converse right now, like, in real life as much as I think we used to on the phone, I feel like the funnest thing that we've been able to do right now in this era is, like, play with emojis. Because we have so many right now. Like, we have pictures, and then we have the little, like, emoticons that we make with text and all of that. And you can get really creative with all of it. I put so many little emojis in my text messages just to decorate, you know?
I feel like it expands your mind because you see maybe like a puzzle in front of you of choices that, like, oh wow, you know,
like little discoveries and stuff. And it's like, oh, if I put this one, like, you start it's like caveman days where, like, they had little insignias for everything, and now we're just like, these are like our modern day hieroglyphs, I guess.
Exactly.
We'll just have like a whole like roll of emojis, I guess, and that'll be the story of America told in emojis.
That, you know, it's one of my favorite things is like the icon of the bathroom people, like that one, you know, don't cross the street, like the shape of it or whatever.
Yeah,
that's like, I kind of dig that, the like no modern day hieroglyphic.
Yeah, that is a pretty good modern day hieroglyphic. I can't, like, they have like poop on there, they have like all kinds of, like, they have a person dancing, I think. They got rid of fire. My phone doesn't have a fire emoji right now, and it really sucks.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird too, because I feel like there's so many times that I would use the fire emoji, to which I've noticed. So it's like, where is it? Why don't I have that? And there's been like a long complaint list, as far as I'm concerned, is people that want to have emojis. Like, there's no bubble emoji, and I feel like we really should have that, you know, like, it's very important.
It's funny, I feel like the last time I heard about an emoji in a way that was like, whoa, emojis in the news, that Kim Kardashian and, like,
less than a week, released a like emoji line and
an emoji line,
like tens of millions of dollars.
Wait, a specific Kim Kardashian emoji line?
Yeah, some kind of like.
Did they like have her face on it, or did she design it, or something?
I do not know, okay. But it's basically her branding.
Her branding of emojis.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Do you remember like MySpace when you can like define your own little profile and stuff?
Yeah.
That used to be really sick. I mean, I miss that about like the whole like creating your own little platform.
You could put HTML in there, like.
Yeah, HTML, your little pictures, like a weird background, some music. My mouse like cursor sparkled when you were like on my MySpace, and that was like.
Nah, yeah, that's.
Expression, you know, like, and then they got rid of it, and you couldn't really do that anymore.
That's so funny that you say that, because that's exactly how cool that was.
Yeah, like, that's how cool it was. It looks exactly how I would like be in the. It's like my little virtual platform, my matrix, I guess. Yeah. And I kind of equivalent that to like what we have now is just like, okay, now we just have emojis and that's how we express ourselves artistically through like media and all of that, like through talking to each other through like texts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess it took longer to do things, and the passing of time didn't have this.
Like, yeah,
like it's hyper.
I mean, it's happening.
Yeah,
but like it's like, I mean, it's almost like we're evolving at this point. Like we really are evolving as a species.
I have heard that because of technology, people are at the like precipice of reinventing the wheel, basically.
Reinventing the wheel.
I mean, the information is all out there, and
yeah,
it's. Like easier to get, even though, but
yeah, it's like it's a lot easier to like get what you need and stuff. It's so much easier to get like knowledge and stuff nowadays. You just look it up on your phone and all of that.
Yeah,
and I mean that's great, but you know what? I don't feel like it's completely true. I don't feel like it's very. I feel like with all that knowledge that we depend on and on the like. On the phones and stuff, it's like, what do we really know is the truth, you know?
Right.
I feel like, okay, so we were saying the other day, my friend that was like, oh, well, you guys know that stress causes cancer. And I was like, well, where does it say that? And she's like, oh, well, you've read that, right, on the internet? And I was like, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's true. Like, it doesn't mean anything on the internet's true, because it's completely possible that it isn't. And the funniest thing is that when you go and you search things, it can, like, anything that you search on the internet can easily be changed. So it's like, what is their history? I mean, if someone changed anything about it, we would just take it as truth, because we're asking Google, and for that small second, that's the first thing that comes up, and it's like, yeah, this is the truth. Immediately.
Yeah, and I mean, that, like, it doesn't sit well.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily sit well. But yeah, I mean, I think we've done a, like, sick job of, like, evolving maybe past everything that we've been having trouble with. I mean, even though, like, technology's expanding, I feel like that's giving us more knowledge and insight to each other. Mm-hmm. I think we can pull up a lot more than we think, and I think what's hard is trying to, like, start our own type of personal realities, though. Like, based off the internet, we kind of spend a lot of time in there, and maybe we could be just, like, in real life a little bit more. And I feel like the most of us that are doing that and taking, like, time to do that in our lives are, like, being the most productive. To which, like, I think we're accomplishing more things, you know?
Exactly. I mean, there's more to see and actually experience, you know, like,
yeah, there's more,
you know, yeah, fulfilling, yeah. Fulfillment. Oh my god, I totally want to hear this song. Want to hear it?
I'm so down.
Okay. Lily Allen, Not Fair.
Now it's time for the pretty little lady to come forth with a real pretty song. And it's called Not Fair. Let's make her welcome Ms. Lily Allen.
He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just not good. It's such a shame. I look into your eyes. I want to get to know you. And then you make this noise. And it's so apparent, it's all over. It's not fair.
Thank you, Lily.
Did it? That was a cool little number.
Yeah. Thank you, Lily.
So there's a statement that I heard you make.
Yeah.
And I just love the flow of the words and how they combine together in this synergy.
Well, the statement was I was making a statement of how of the evolving human consciousness in this American Renaissance that we're having right now, actually. And I want to talk about this consciousness because I believe that we are all conscious right now, and anyone tuning in is conscious inside themselves and around us. Anyways, I believe just talking about it and just being kind of like a human that's checking in, you know, especially just with other humans, it's good to kind of just talk about like what's going on right now and like how it's relative to us and like steps that we should take. Because I want to check in about how there's a lot of like artist expansion right now, and we're kind of in a renaissance in America specific, like I'm talking about America, and I'm talking that like we feel kind of oppressed right now. And yeah we all feel pretty oppressed.
Yeah there it's like a dark cloud that can't be ignored. It's not even an elephant in the room. It's mm-hmm. kind of just like America, hey, I got a right to be grumpy.
Yeah, so well, not grumpy. Honestly, I feel like America right now has the right to be crazy, because that's what okay. we are. We're pretty crazy. I mean, yeah. look yeah. at us. We're like stupid, we're young, we're America. You know, we haven't really had a renaissance yet in America. There's been no American renaissance or anything. And that's what we're coming like. Even if we've had small renaissance, the world is, America's filled with a lot more people this time.
Right. Yeah, I guess America wants to think that the fact that it exists is its proof of being, you know, that renaissance or that's an impression, you know. I guess some people consider themselves global residents and they don't have to identify with that particular character too.
American? You mean the character of being American?
Yeah, because sometimes America gets lost in where it is on the map and history, you know, like to the point where so much talk about the past, so much talk about the future. There's, you know, a now that, like, it's kind of...
like, where are we?
Yeah.
Where are we? I know. I'm looking around and I'm like, where are we? Like, this isn't really... right now, I really don't even think it's the place that I grew up in, but, like, it's changed kind of that much. And I feel like just the feeling of all of it right now just makes you feel... like, again, it feels like restricting. I feel like I don't have power. We feel very, you know, like, our sense of freedom is lacking. And in order to do, like, and I feel like in that certain type of feeling that we have right now, it's kind of like we have to make this initiative. Like, a lot of people are taking initiative to, you know, be themselves and express themselves and make it seen that, like, we are a colorful and way better country than... you know, people put out to be, you know, because America looks really funny and weird and no one takes it seriously right now, but I feel like at the same time, like, humans in America are really coming out to inside of themselves specifically and individually to prove against that. And I feel like that's what we're trying to do. Like, that's what I'm trying to do, you know? I'm trying to augment myself to a point where, you know, I don't need to have anyone that represents or stands in front of me. I represent myself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate to that. It's kind of, you know, you're standing on your own 2 feet and you're like, oh, I'm not part of that.
Yeah. But I'm part of this, you know, like, I'm here. I'm not part of that, but, like, I'm definitely a part of this, like, what's going on right here. And if it means me, like, slaying on my own, that's kind of where we're at. Like, we have to slay on our own right now, because collectively it's not really like doing much. The whole concept basically of, you know, what happens in your life is kind of growing in our consciousness now. Like, we're becoming something that was at first very like ambiance is coming into play now. Like, we're seeing this type of life that, like, society has let out for us, especially, like, here. And mm-hmm. it's like that type of lifestyle is just like, it's pretty old-fashioned, but it's where you basically, you know, find someone to obligate yourself to or obligate themselves to you, and then you get married, have children, and die, you know? Like, that's after you reproduce, you know, that's what you do.
That totally sounds like the whipped cream and cherry on top of
good American.
A kind of trippy little thing.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like the whipped cream and cherry on top of the American pie, you know?
Yeah, no, I can relate. Like, I've almost been married a few times, and the Renaissance reality, I am really down for, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super in the education, and, you know, on my way.
Yeah, and it's about you keep progressing yourself, you know. Keep going.
Yeah.
You keep going. You don't stop. You don't, like, you know, settle down, because that's not what humans are all about. We're not all about settling down. If that's what humans are made for, like, I mean, I think we're doing it a little too much at this point.
Yeah, and that narrative almost seems like that part of a conversation where you left the conversation and you're just chilling, you know, doing nothing and being cynical. Something like that.
How cynical? Like, cynical?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if you it kind of sounds like you're describing, like, an I don't care nonchalant, like, people don't stay being able to just keep going. Like, there's a place that they've packed away, you know, that looks a certain way in their mind that,
And it's kind of like it's always portrayed to us, though. Like, this is what reality is. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Your reality is to do what you see on the TV and what your parents did and everything that everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's obviously what... It's kind of like, you know, being built as a robot and we only had one function. And yeah, internally, like, we know that, like, whoa, we can do a lot more things. Like, I was built for a lot more different things.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, like, kind of what we're discovering inside of ourselves right now. Like, I'm meeting a lot of different people that just are really on their game and, like, doing amazing, incredible things. I mean, including you with your own radio show.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm taking, like, some music courses right now. This show's back after 12 years.
Yeah, welcome back.
What's up?
Sick.
L.A., Los Angeles.
Kill radio.
And that very thing that, you know, you're describing with just, like, being able to do more things. Like, I play clarinet for about 25, 26 years, and I'm pretty good at it. And now I'm in a program where I gotta actually learn piano and get the chops up and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it's pretty interesting that I was playing with my left hand and my right hand, and then that moment happened where, like, I'm doing two different things.
Yeah.
You know, like, completely, like, clear. You know, like, there was no... I was like, whoa, and it just, like, dropped in, you know, kind of nice. And I thought, that's really interesting, you know.
Yeah, you jam.
From basically just doing, like, psychoactive stuff like that, you know. Like, there's that part. And it changes and it grows and...
Yeah, and it keeps going and it makes you realize that, like, you're capable of a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot more than you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of us are kind of, like, limiting ourselves in that sense where it's like we think that all we're meant for is like, you know, settling down in life, you know?
Domesticity or Yeah, I mean, I feel like you weren't born.
I mean, yeah, maybe we could just step it up a notch. I mean, I'm not even saying that it has to be, like, this laid-back life is, like, necessarily bad. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's cool to, like, you know, maybe see how farther we can go before we, like, end in that type of direction.
Yeah, I mean, I figure we weren't born with, you know, a wife and kids or husband and kids. So that's not something that, like, you're not connected in that
way. Yeah, you're not, like, connected. It's weird because I guess it's kind of called, like, the placentia effect. mm-hmm. where it's like, you know, you're in the placenta, and what it is that when you come out, it's believed that you were super safe there, and it's like the world isn't the placenta, and now you're kind of you feel open and vulnerable. But I think what's important in this world right now is to feel safe, you know?
Yeah.
I want to feel safe in my world. And I want to feel like this isn't my placenta, but I don't want to rely on all these other people and things to make me feel safe, as opposed to just, like, feeling safe. Because energetically, you can do that, you know? You can have the feeling of safety whenever you wanted to. You have a feeling of love whenever you wanted to, like, energetically. And we can provide those for ourselves.
Yeah, that makes sense in ways when it's understood that all those terms are defined, and you basically just like take the step, make the move, and enjoy.
Yeah.
Voila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think people are learning that inside, because I really feel like we have like a big capability of like individuality, and I feel like a lot of us are finding that right now. I mean, from an old-fashioned view of, like, when we, you know, you get a boyfriend, and that's, like, your life. And some of them, like, work off of each other, you know? Some people can work off of, like, relationships. It's also pretty exciting to just see that, like, you know, when you spend time with yourself and you get to learn about yourself a lot, it really creates, like, a better and equal goal in your life, as opposed to, I feel like there's all these premeditated, like, personalities that we have. You know, so like, say that you're texting someone as opposed to like in like full face, like face on face conversation or a conversation on the phone. What's weird about like texting is that you're able to really like think about what you're about to say before you actually send something to someone, and it's like a premeditated personality,
right? So it doesn't give you, I guess, that impromptu.
Yeah, flash on the moment, like, who are you, you know, like, define yourself. And yeah. What's funny is that I feel like that kind of sets us back is, like, when we start to discover ourselves, like, relative to other people, honestly. Like, that gets lost in, translation a lot.
Yeah, it's like, you don't know where you end and the other person begins.
Exactly. Like, when people, you know, are... It's good to know people, but it's also really, like, good to know yourself, where it's, like, you surround yourself with these people and... You become yourself, like, relative to them. And when you spend time with yourself and, like, you question, like, the rationality of, like, other people. Oh, God, no, actually, this is, that's actually, what I meant to say is that you question yourself relative to other people. So it's like when you're with your friends, like, you feel like you're maybe making different thoughts. But now we're starting to learn about how capable we can be by ourselves. I mean, the way that life is right now, like, it's totally possible. It's totally possible to spend, like, time on your own, go adventuring, and really, like, deal and spend time, like, without others, you know?
Yeah, I was watching some interview, and I guess the guy played Lex Luthor in one of the last Batman movies. Also in can't remember. Anyway, he reads a lot, mm-hmm. and he was talking about, you know, certain levels of introspective perspective, you know, you're what you're actually able to see, and you're able to like look at yourself into like 7 degrees of like, oh, I'm thinking about myself, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
And that was a concept, I mean, but just the fact that, you know, he gave it, like, that character, zeroing it, you know.
Zeroing in on that.
Yeah.
You know, exactly.
Just an individual.
I mean, yeah. I think that, like, we can jumpstart America in this, like, new renaissance that we're having. I really think that we can, like, pull together and just define ourselves as, like, who we are individually. And I think there's, like, a lot more, like, deeper to ourselves than, like, we realize. Because a lot of people are just... I mean, I moved out to L.A. recently, and it's just so full of, like, color and beauty and people really discovering themselves.
Yeah.
and I moved in like from the IE, and honestly in the IE there's a different type of reality there, and it's so strange that like they definitely exist, you know. There's one type of reality in the IE where, you know, it's about having a family and, you know, having a house, and, you know, that's kind of it, sending your kids to school and stuff like that. But like out here there's all kinds of different like options and opportunities and things that you can like do out here and people that you can be, and it's really cool and exciting to like define yourself. I mean, as opposed to the IE where you kind of just like slip in, you know, it's just like a very mellow lifestyle.
Right.
And then you come to like LA and it has a super heightened lifestyle and it's just overwhelming and exciting all at the same time, and then you realize that there's like a reality of being whoever you want to be and like creating whatever you would want to create. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's almost like you're like a person that poo-poos the idea that, oh yeah, I could do anything that I want, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I think that's like a lot about, so like being an artist here in LA has been really, it's been really like exciting to find some like spaces. Like you find your own tribes here in LA, and as opposed to like, you know, going out and when you're not in the realm of like all the other things that exist out here, kind of in a realm of like, okay, well, where am I going to go with my life? Like through art. And it's funny because a lot of people actually go corporate, you know, and it's a lot of people want to go corporate and they want to go towards like bigger companies that can take care of them. And for me, it actually started off as Disney.
Okay. Huh. All right.
Yeah. And it started off, I was like, wow, like, I'm an artist, and I guess a place where you get a job as an artist is, like, through Disney. Because I wanted to do, like, production.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because when I worked for Disney for a long time, like, you know, I saw a lot of, you know, insight to all of that, the production and everything. And then when I came to LA and, like, started learning about, like, other types of art and, like, other types of things that I didn't have to, like, be part of such a big corporate system to get involved with, you know. Because at Disney, you have to work a specific job for a long time, you know. Like, you'd sell churros in the park for, like, some years, and then you get that big job, you know. And it's basically just like a method and stuff, but what I'm saying is that it's so exciting to come and find people that aren't Disney out here. And like my reign of Disney was like over, and to see the capability of a lot of other things that aren't like part of a corporate structure is like really exciting out here.
Yeah. I mean, what is it, grassroots, underground, do-it-yourself, DIY. The communal, you know, thing where people like barter and all that and grow their own groceries and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah. Basically what I so segueing off of that, I guess, is that like coming and finding out the capabilities that we have to be out here and through production for my part is a lot about like creating different realities.
Okay. To stimulate a change of perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it really stimulates a change of perspective. But it's about, like, creating certain types. LA is filled of, like, little events and stuff. Like, the companies that I work for, Noise Revolt and the Boom Boom Room, like, it's, like, the same aspect of Disney, but, like, we're out there, you know?
Right.
Disney creates things, and that's what everyone goes to, right? But, like, there are other smaller things that, you know, aren't corporately thought up of, and we're doing our own little mini, like, flash things in LA. And it's to set, like, the whole intention of them is to set a different reality with people and show them that, like, if there's a surreal part of life that can be, like, animated,
uh-huh.
It creates a surreal type of, like, manifestation of your own type of personality.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm really into light.
Uh-huh.
In particular, and there's something, you know, about, I guess, like, you know,
the changing of light.
Having a perspective and, you know, catching the light in like a certain way. And
yeah.
Days look brighter in just different ways that you look at things.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the, like, change and be something completely different.
Yeah, you can be something completely different. Yeah. And so working part of like production, so I'm working part of production like in small businesses like here in, but we also do stuff like festivals and Burning Man and Desert Hearts really and Moon Tribe and all of those little different shindigs. Honestly, it's about creating like a different lifestyle, and that's like the surreal reality that you bring to other people.
Yeah,
it's really funny because I went to Eclipse, and when I went to Eclipse it was in Oregon, and we had learned so much. My friends and I went to this festival, and we had learned so much about like, you know, being community and being together and like witnessing crazy things and magic and all of that.
Yeah.
And after we went and traveled to Oregon, and then we stayed in Oregon, and it was funny because when we went to Oregon, everything was really chill. It's like everything we had learned from the festival, everyone totally got in Oregon. Everyone's really trippy and weird, and it was okay. And
yeah.
It was like that. But at a certain point, we felt like, you know what? We need to go back. Like, we need to spread out into the world. We can't be part of, like, this perfect world where everyone's already learned all of the things that they need to know.
Right.
And I feel like so by teaching those certain types of realities, like the point of it is to go out and really like let other people see that and be someone that has seen that reality. When you put on like events and stuff like that, it leaves certain types of memories in your mind that, you know, you really can't erase. These beautiful places that you manifest with the people around you.
Yeah, I take a certain pleasure in club promoting over the years and having bands play and, you know, making the flyer and, you know, just the whole like amalgam of everything coming together to a fun show.
Yeah, you see people like come together at those events.
Yeah.
People will make connections. I mean, I know people that I've connected to certain events, and then I'll see them hanging out later. They come to the next one together and all of that, and see them out in the scene doing things, and you know, you set like a catalyst basically in people's lives for like true stuff to happen, you know.
I love hearing that about life because it's worth saying, you know.
Like, yeah,
hey, let's go, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, fuck yeah, let's go America, let's get out there and start, you know, making ourselves individual human beings and create amazing, beautiful things for yourself.
Yeah, there's something that I'm really into, Maslow's self-actualization.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the points in it is solitude is a good thing, you know.
It is a good thing.
You can't have, like, you know, solitude.
It's just the whole world like makes it out that it's not a good thing, you know, like, oh, it's bad to be alone, you know. You're lonely if you're alone, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what they say about relationships is like, you know, you're always with a stranger somehow, or like, you're with someone, but you're alone with someone. So...
yeah, there's lots of things.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, it's what you self-actualize to, is being able to, like, enjoy and be with yourself.
Yeah, be with yourself. As yourself, you're a really cool person, you know, like, you just don't know it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that, like, that's...
I just made that up. Let me patent that one before we start sending that one out.
Alright, I guess I'm going to play Johnny Cash.
Okay. Hurt. Play it.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away. But I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles. I would find a way.
And you're waiting on outside Jimmy's front door, but nobody's in and nobody's home till four. So you're sitting there with nothing to do, talking about Robert Ryger and his motley crew. And where you gonna go and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is the life. And you wake up in the morning and your head feels just the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the songs, thinking this is the life. And you wake up in the morning and your head feels just the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, and where you gonna sleep tonight? And you wake up in the morning and your head feels twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head feels twice the size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight?